Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 8th of September. I hope you're well. Coming up.
They brought to light the truth of what happened with the death of three good people.
Woman jailed for 33 years over mushroom murders and politicians to discuss threats made against them. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, an Australian mother who killed three of her estranged husband's relatives by poisoning them with mushrooms has been sentenced to at least 33 years in jail. Aaron Patterson's in-laws Don and Gail Patterson and Gail's sister Heather died days after eating a beef Wellington in 2023. She was also convicted of attempting to murder Heather's husband, Ian Wilkinson. Speaking outside the court, he thanked Victoria Police for their work on the investigation.
They made a professional, efficient and effective investigation into what happened at the lunch. They brought to light the truth of what happened with the death of three good people. We're grateful for their skills that brought this truth to light.
Threats against politicians are likely to feature in discussions as Fine Gael and Sinn Féin hold their pre-Dáil term think-ins today and tomorrow. Party TDs will gather to discuss their priorities ahead of the new Dáil term starting in 2 weeks' time. They come against a backdrop of another serious threat made against the Taoiseach. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Simon Harris arrives to his party's meeting in Mullingar under the cloud of a further threat against his family, with his home thoroughly searched by Gardaí yesterday. He's described it as a concerted effort to drive him out of politics, and it comes as his personal approval rating fell in weekend polling. While Fine Gael is scheduled to discuss budget priorities and the strategy for the presidential election, the threats against the Harris family will take centre stage. Sinn Féin, meanwhile, is meeting in Dunleary in what Mary Lou MacDonald has described as the final chance for her parliamentary party to have a say on their presidential plans. With speculation rife, MacDonald herself plans to run. Sinn Féin's decision could be the last major domino to fall in this period of the campaign. Others hoping to get on the ballot will appear before the first special local authority meetings later. Councillors in Kerry and Wexford could vote to nominate a candidate, with hopefuls needing the backing of four local authorities to officially get into the race.
As we've been reporting, threats have been made against Taoiseach Simon Harris for a third time. It's reported calls were made to guard the stations in Wicklow and Wexford, threatening his family home. Fine Gael is condemning the threats as Gardaí investigate them. Chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, TD Micheál Carraighí, says this kind of intimidation cannot be tolerated.
We're extremely concerned. I think no person, not just politicians, but people in political life that put themselves forward to represent people should be in a position where threats are meant against either themselves, their family, or indeed their family home. I think it's unacceptable. And, you know, like, I have strong trust that the Gardaí will deal with this matter strongly and identify the perpetrators of this.
EU leaders are set to travel to Washington again this week to meet Donald Trump over the war in Ukraine. It comes after Moscow launched the largest aerial attack of the conflict so far. At least four people were killed in the strikes in Kyiv, including a baby, with more than 40 others injured. The US president has expressed his dissatisfaction with the ongoing war and says he intends to speak with Vladimir Putin in the coming days.
I believe we're going to get it settled, but I am not happy with them. I'm not happy with anything having to do with that war. It's just such a waste of great humanity.
So when do you plan to speak to President Putin next?
Over the next couple of days. Look, we're going to get it done.
Searches will continue for a seventh day today to find the body of a young boy missing in North Dublin. The operation on open ground in Donabate began a week ago after an urgent referral from the Child and Family Agency Tusla. The little boy has not been seen for a number of years and is presumed dead. The Children's Rights Alliance is demanding government action to end poverty for 100,000 children. New research from a Red Sea poll shows overwhelming public support for targeted measures to tackle child poverty here. 7 in 10 back increased welfare for low-income families in the budget. Nearly 90% of those surveyed say childhood hunger must be urgently addressed. Tanya Ward, chief executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, says people in poverty have nothing left over at the end of the month.
What's clear is that when it comes to income payments, and obviously that's one of the biggest issues for people in poverty, they're either on no pay jobs, or they're paying very high rents and they've just nothing left over at the end of the month. There's about 7 in 10 of the Irish public agree the government should give extra help for families on low incomes.
France could be about to lose its fifth prime minister in 2 years. François Bayrou, who's only been in office since last December, is facing a vote of no confidence today. It's been sparked by a troubled French economy and the threat of civil unrest. He's proposing a drastic budget, making over 46 billion euro in savings, including cutting two of France's annual public holidays. In entertainment news, Ariana Grande has picked up the top prize at this year's MTV Video Music Awards in New York. The singer won Video of the Year for her hit Brighter Days Ahead, thanking her fans in her acceptance speech. Youngblood and Aerosmith performed a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne during the ceremony. Busta Rhymes was honoured with his first Rock the Bells Visionary Award, which he says he couldn't have done without his family.
This award and this acknowledgement is not really just for me. A lot of people that was behind the scenes, you know, a lot of sacrifices my kids had to experience that I had to make and miss magical and important moments in order to be able to make sure that they didn't need for anything.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy says it's special to win the Irish Open again. He sealed a first title since his master triumph at Augusta in April by beating Sweden's Joachim Lagergren on a third playoff hole at the K Club. Both players ended the week on 17 under par at the Kildare venue, and McIlroy says the support he received from the Irish crowd over the weekend was phenomenal.
I thought it was going to be a nice homecoming with a green jacket and all that, but this has been absolutely incredible. This has exceeded all of my expectations, and just so happy I could play the way I did this week for all of them and get the win.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.